From the perspective of neuroscience, the point of all this research is to stretch the field's assumptions about human possibility. Some of these key assumptions have already begun to expand, in part due to a revolution in neuroscience's supposition about the malleability of the brain itself. The new watchword in brain science is neuroplasticity, the notion that the brain continually changes as a result of our experiences, whether through fresh connections between neurons or through the generation of utterly new neurons. A related issue revolves around the amount of practice that it might take in order for the brain to show such a change, particularly in something as subtle as meditation. There is an undeniable impact on the brain, mind, and body from extensive practice. Osir has far exceeded the 10,000-hour level in meditation practice. Much of that practice came during the time he spent in intensive meditation retreats, along with the 4 years living in a hermitage, during the early period of his training as a monk, as well as occasional long retreats over the subsequent years. Osir appears to point toward an extreme along a continuum of brain changes that accrue from meditation. While Osir may be a virtuoso of meditation, even raw novices start to show some of the same shifts. So the next question for Davidson to tackle was this: can specific types of meditation be used to change circuitry in the brain associated with different aspects of emotion? For Davidson, who readily admits that he's entering uncharted territory here, one immediate application will be searching for new connections in the circuitry crucial for regulating distressing emotions. Davidson hopes to see if there actually are new connections associated with a person's increased ability to manage anxiety, fear, or anger more effectively.